Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. It's a Blossoms podcast. It's a Blossoms podcast.
It's a Blossoms podcast. It's a Blossoms podcast. Live from the Blossoms pub. Dressed up to the nines.
Nine.
On cloud nine.
Nine.
9 months of a pregnancy.
Nine.
The ninth Blossoms pubcast.
Number nine.
Is coming at you as we speak.
All very important nines.
The number nine. How are we, gentlemen?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah. I used to live at number nine.
Joe Donovan, yeah. Number nine, road.
I was nine 38 years ago.
Miles, what do you remember about being 9 years old?
I remember being in a skip. I don't know how old I was.
What do you mean being in a skip?
No, me and my brother were fighting in a skip. I've told you this before, but I just remember being topless in a skip and him like tackling me to the ground.
Is it an empty skip or full of shit?
It was empty but with a bit of wood in it, but the ground was like the bottom of a skip and it had loads of flaky paint. I remember it was a yellow skip and it flaked, underneath was red paint, like dried red paint, and it grazed on my back.
It's a really non-hazardous play area, that, isn't it?
Yeah,
I can see Josh getting anxiety now.
Chaz, what do you remember about being nine?
Well, in the year 2000, I was 9 years old, the millennium. And for the millennium party, I dressed up as Austin Powers.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
And my cuffs and cravat were made out of doily.
Nice. What's doily?
It's not really an irrelevant number nine, is it? It's not like six or 11.
Miles used to get followed round by the number 11.
So my nana's flat is 11. The number 11... that's all I can remember.
You're chatting shit, chatting mate. Shit,
bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
Parrots can't speak any other language apart from English. Because their beaks are hard, it's hard to pronounce like other words.
I'm going to say, well, I mean, parrots don't actually speak, they just copy the sound. They're not actually speaking, so...
Well, we heard a parrot speak on the phone the other week, didn't we? And he told me to fuck off.
But what language was it?
Yeah, it was English.
But have you seen these birds... I know this is going away from parrots, but the birds, they just copy any sound. So if they're in the rainforest and they hear like chainsaws and stuff, which is a sad thing because they're cutting down the rainforest,
Fucking hell. They
mimic the sounds.
Yeah, they do.
It's not just language, because essentially they're just copying a sound.
I think you might have figured this out then.
They're not.
I'm talking about language. Like parrots can only... Okay, parrots can only copy...
English.
What do you think, Chas?
I think it's bullshit because I seem to recall a parrot in a certain part of Spain... repeat the word hola, which is not English.
Donde este mi grifo?
I'm going to say bullshit on this one.
Yeah, I think you're chatting shit, mate.
I am lying.
I think there was too much knowledge going on in the room then.
I was hoping that none of you had heard a foreign parrot before.
You little parrot experts within the band.
Where are parrots from?
The most recognisable parrot is the African parrot. The African grey.
Is it in Africa? I thought they were in the forest and that.
No, but African grey. Debbie used to have one. Debbie lives over the road from me. It was fucking well annoying. Negative YouTube comment of the week. Why
do you hate us? This week's edition, negative YouTube comment. Going back to the YouTube ones.
Yeah.
And I've discovered... Oh, no, there's two here.
Oh,
God, I thought one was... So I've got two back to back.
Right.
Hit us with it.
So the video is us playing Reading Festival in 2017.
Right.
And Andy JM says, what a bland band. The keyboard sounds like something you'd have heard in Blackpool in 1990.
Fuck, I'm into that.
Wait a minute.
That's fucking mint. That's like...
What one keyboard sound is he talking about for the whole set?
You've not seen Miles' fucking 17 keyboards.
The keyboard sounds, like, I think he just means in general. They're all quite sparkly, aren't they? Probably means it sounds like arcades and stuff.
Oh, like, do you mean like this little slot machine things and all that?
Maybe.
George Banks, right below him, also with the bad comment, says, a bit of sick just came in up into my mouth.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Bilious.
I mean, that could be with excitement.
It's not, though, is it?
It's not
excited.
It's not a happy regurgitation, is it?
He doesn't like us, does he?
No.
Has anyone ever commented anything on YouTube negative?
One of us?
Mm.
No. I've never.
Never done it?
Never.
No one?
No, I've stuck up for Tom once.
Why was I getting shit somewhere else?
In your old band.
Oh, what was it saying?
Can't remember. But I remember sticking up for you.
Cheers, mate.
It's all right, mate. I made a YouTube thing to stick up for you as well. Called it Madfrit 92.
Wow.
Terrible spelling.
In college, I was on a forum for like music tech and we're remaking Gary Numan Cars.
I've heard your version.
Whoa. Someone...
Whoa. Wait there, first of all, can we fucking put that in air?
Yes, of course we can.
Let's talk a little bit more about that fucking... It's amazing.
No, it's not right. So, you know, music tech, the third of your mark of the grade is remaking a song, and I enjoy doing it, so I did it, you know, as well as
very
I could.
Very well, maybe.
As well as I could at the time. And I was on this forum, and someone was saying about one of the sounds, saying how I was wrong, and I was like, shut the fuck up, you fucking cunt, like that. I went
well,
like in caps, capitals. All caps, exclamation marks, even that many exclamation marks, there was ones at the end of it.
Sounds like a text for me, though.
Yeah. So you was like, shut the fuck up, you cunt, you're wrong.
I feel bad now. It mustn't have been that intense. Something like
that. Is there some way we can find this?
Nah, I've tried looking for it.
No, but that cover, like, Miles has got this mad fucking talent in, like, making tunes from scratch.
Do you know what, Joe?
Exactly
there's many people that can do that, and it's not exactly the same.
Well, you're the only one in this room that can do it, so...
You're the only one of fucking my mates who I know
one
can
in
do it.
Yeah, the only person I know who can do it.
Yeah, but...
Do you know what I mean? You probably met a few yesterday at the Avengers gig, but...
Yeah, the Avengers gig.
So if it all goes tits up, you can get a job making karaoke backing tracks.
I'd do that.
Or making tunes for B&Q, because apparently they just...
PRS-free versions.
Yeah.
And I'd love to sing over them.
So this was the 21st of May, 2015.
Right, wow.
This is when Charlemagne was conceived. It started off with this... So that's on a Casio keyboard.
It's quite 1990s arcade, that, isn't it?
Blackpool 1990. Yeah.
It's quite Henry VIII, that, isn't it?
Yeah. It reminds me of the ice cream truck.
Then it was this, Miles.
Sweet swing.
It's got a swing,
you
in
are.
It?
It's got a sweet swing. Hello, hello.
Love in my head. These extra verses in this.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, some people will never have heard. This bit now. Hello, hello.
Sifting through thoughts of you. I remember this version. Below, below the
amber sky. So obviously, in the end, we decided to go to the chorus quicker. My eyes
high, I like sifting.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So this is actually the second verse, isn't it?
Got a nice husky tone to the voice.
Because he just come back from the club.
What year was this
club?
Then?
2015. Oh yeah, it wasn't called Charlemagne here.
It was called Made of Lead. Yeah.
There it is.
And then my brother came in and went, what are you singing? Then said, have you heard Charlemagne? So I just went, fuck that, fuck Made of Lead. Charlemagne. She's made of lead. And then it's this. This is still May the 21st. This is probably literally the second time we've ever played the song, you know.
I had a lot of ear protection.
Slower, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can smell the old yard.
So it's called Charlemagne now, man. He still had the extra verse.
Ooh, little tease there.
False chorus.
Then we did a demo of that version, which sounds like this.
Sounds boss.
I remember doing bits.
Is that when you did the vocals in the toilet?
This has got the extra verses on.
Love, love, the actual recorded one, is it?
Love, love,
did this at the yard, yeah.
Just a few of the words are a little bit different.
Different backing vocals there.
There you go, yeah. Growth of the tune.
Miles, give me a fact.
Peanuts are one of the ingredients of dynamite.
Fuck off.
Wow.
Explosivo.
Again, don't know how true it is.
Fucking hell, if you're allergic to peanuts then, does that mean you're allergic to dynamite?
Guy Fawkes was actually allergic to peanuts. Had a nut allergy.
Bollocks. Just found him swollen underneath. That's how he got caught.
Got anaphylactic shock before he was...
Farts have been clocked at a speed of 10 feet per second.
Clocked?
how the fuck are you clocking a fart?
10 feet per... Well, what's that?
Well...
10 feet, that's like... Me and Joe on top of each other.
Cheers, mate. Yeah, I'm
four. So, yeah, whatever you think about that. There
10
it is.
Feet or 10 cubic feet?
10 fucking hell.
10 feet or 10 cubic feet?
What?
is it feet, FT, with
what's
a
what's cubic feet? Is that like 3D?
Featuring.
It's like mass, isn't it?
Probably. I mean, it doesn't just... You know, fire one way, does it?
Yeah, but you can't travel somewhere in cubic feet, can you?
How fast it fills up and it, like, consumes the space, you know what I mean?
I get you.
Butterflies taste with their feet.
Yeah, you know what? They've got them weird-ass things that come out, haven't they, that taste shit.
Weird-ass.
What the fuck do things like that think about?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I always look at ants. You know ants? They're not chilled, are they? They're fucking scurrying. Like, they don't walk in straight lines, right? They're, like, fucking... Well, it's like, chill out,
I always look at my cat and think, what the fuck is going on in your head?
I'd love to be a cat, me, you know.
I see.
However, the thing is, I'm quite greedy. If I'm a cat, you can't eat what you want, can you?
You know, but they're greedy with food. They just demand... My cat just permanently demands food.
Well, most dogs do that as well, don't they?
My old cat used to get fed off four different people on the road. Big shout out to Fluff, RIP.
Elephants are the only mammals that can't jump.
Wow. How the fuck does a whale jump?
A what? Huh?
Said mammals. Whales are mammals.
They can jump out
of
the
water. They jump out of the water, don't they?
Well, no, they hump over. I don't know if they jump. They don't get airborne, not like a dolphin, do they?
Yeah, but they can propel themselves.
Have you seen Free Willy?
Can an elephant jump then? Elephant's a mammal.
That's what he just said.
Yeah.
No, he said a mammoth.
No, I said an elephant.
Oh, did you?
Elephant. Yeah.
Fucking harsh.
Mammoths are extinct, dude.
That's what I mean. I thought he said mammal. Oh, fucking.
Try again.
Try again.
Welcome to Fitzy's Fables. With your host, John Fitzpatrick. Two old women sat in the pub. They're getting on a bit. And it's Saturday night and they're a little bit deaf, both of them. So they sat there and one says to the other, Gladys, do you want another drink? She says, aye, I'll have half a lager. She says, I'll go to the bar and get us a couple. So she goes to the bar and she said, while you're going, ask him at bar, is there any turns on tonight? So she goes to the bar, she has two halves of lager. She says, is there any turns on tonight? He says, yeah, we've got some country and western. So she carries the drinks back to the table, she puts them down. She said, did you ask him if there's any turns on tonight? She said, aye. He said, he's some cunt from Preston.
I think you've taken this on as your own, haven't you?
Never.
Really?
You've had the most.
Because he's looking.
It started with the Stotts bus story, didn't it?
Charlie always used to say, like, he always be like, it's always me, like, saying a bad thing, like, you know, we go for
Chaz
a meal.
Salt
and that.
Draws the shorts, Joe.
Yeah, that's what again. He always used to say. He always like, we go for a meal and he'd get his food last, but he's one of the most lucky people I've ever met.
Well, it wasn't me being lucky this time.
Go on.
I was in Darlington, County Durham, over the weekend, visiting a friend of mine.
Mm.
And we were on these electric bikes, decided to go for a 5 mile ride and visit a pub and have a pint of beer in the sun.
You didn't burn any calories, did you, on them electric bikes?
No. And upon walking through the courtyard, the cobbled courtyard, my friend stopped me and said, what's this I've just found here? And it was a crisp €50 note.
Wow.
Really?
Mm.
Fucking hell.
It's not hard, is it?
It's not hard, is it?
Finding money.
What did you do with the said money? Were you honest and handed it to someone, or did you spend it on...
I planted it there. It was a fake from Stage Door. I don't know what she's done with it.
Didn't see my toupee there, did you?
The next time she goes to...
Wait, where was it?
It was outside a pub in Darlington.
Fucking miles a pub of trying to get it off, you stingy bastard. Oh, yeah, I was there, I dropped a £50.
Have you ever had a £50 note?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
I've never had a £50 note.
£50 notes are class. Like,
my uncle
red.
My uncle used to give me one like years ago. You know, for like my birthday and Christmas together. They're well cool.
I'd like to hear people's stories of finding money. That's quite interesting.
I found £2 outside Food for Thought once.
£2?
£2. £2. I remember that. I was at school though, which was a lot of money.
Whoa.
Then.
Do you remember when we were in 42s and we were dancing
to Rock the Casbah?
Rock the Casbah, and I found 20 quid on the floor.
Now, if you're in 42s and you find 20 quid,
that doubled my money. Do you know what I mean?
You're very wealthy.
You are king of the club.
I'm pretty sure I just bought all my mates a beer. I say a beer, it was like a vod bowl for like a quid. But then someone claimed the next day, he was like, oh yeah, I was in there and I lost 20 quid. You owe me 20 quid. I was like, what the fucking
no, you didn't.
So Kyle, shut the fuck up.
I found money in a pub in... I was a long, long time ago when I was a child. a pub in Higher Poynton by the canal. And it's when they used to have cigarette machines in the pub. So this was a long time ago.
Yeah,
it's pre-war, isn't it, this?
This is pre-First World War. And I pressed the... I was just like, well, hell, I'm not going to buy cigarettes. So I pressed the change button on it, and like £6 came out.
Paulie Octopus, £6.
So when £6 come out, that's quite good. When you're,
do you,
I was probably about six
do
myself.
Do you remember in San Francisco when you were drawing money out?
I do. Little did we know we were in the most violent part of town, Tenderloin.
Really? One of the most violent like areas in anywhere in America.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I'm a very vulnerable and weak person, and I decided to draw out some money in cash form from an ATM. And this dude came up behind me, didn't he? What did he say?
You went, printing money?
You printing money? It's not technically how it works for an ATM, but I'll give it to him. I've actually used that phrase a lot. Yeah. I can take anything from the potential mugging is a great phrase. But Joe stepped in and he literally... He walked in.
Oh, yeah. He did.
So the guy came, but he went...
Did
he went,
call him sir?
No, he went dead close.
In my head, man, I'm just saying what you're going
to
say.
He went dead close to Josh and went, printing money, like behind his head, as he was jetting out. And I was like... So I put my arm like over his chest and went, step away.
Step
you
away.
See, you see, I remembered that as, step away, sir.
I wish.
I went, step away.
And he stepped away. So
he did,
thanks,
he
Joe.
He did step away.
You saved me and my money.
You know, Hillcrest?
Yep.
Do you remember the phone box next to Hillcrest?
Oh, fucking
near the roundabout.
Yeah.
Near the roundabout.
I remember this.
I used to just go, when I was like fucking about 12 or something, like, hanging about on fields, you could just go and bang it and money would just fall into it, but you had to like scrape a card into it to scrape the 20p's out. I remember we got about £7 out of it once. Used to do it all the time. So bad.
Is this about the diary again?
What diary?
11th of Feb, Brighton. The gig was top, mint turnout, then went out with Lola's our
booking agent at 13,
who are based in Brighton.
I went out with Lola after. Was really nice night. Had a look around the town today. I could move here. It's an amazing place.
That's when we played the Prince Albert, I think.
Everyone is in really good spirits. Everyone's happy. Just getting ready to go out again. Can't wait. Got all the tunes on. Because the van CD player's gone down, seems like a massive thing to have the tunes out loud. Oh.
Oh yeah, because we're staying in the new Meridian,
yeah.
Or Madeira, or whatever we called it.
On the front and the seafront.
We all had room. Me, you and Josh were sharing a
room.
Yeah,
we were.
I went missing.
Yeah.
Saw him on the Ferris wheel
Josh
on the beach.
Yeah.
Dark times, man.
It was dark times, wasn't it?
Me and Charlie are dancing about. Enjoy the photo of Josh. And there's a photo here of Josh.
This is the glasses I bought.
Coolest shades.
Yeah, I bought these like 1930s glasses that were, you know, like wire rimmed.
Did you just have them from when they were made?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I bought them. I bought them from the time.
Nah, I'm not reading
no,
this.
No, you have to.
That's part of it.
It's fucking... Please.
I can't read this.
Please.
Come on.
Wednesday the 17th of February. Brackets. Cold. Overcast.
He's put
I
the
love
weather.
How he did the weather.
Hola. Sat writing this from the comfort of the new Meridian Hotel, Brighton. You were right, Tom.
Nice.
Good man.
Room 225.
Wow.
Do you know what? I think I left a pair of undies in there.
Soiled.
Bracket sea view. We have a crystal view of the beached Ferris wheel, and the glamour of the pier has been shut down for the night. The sound of an occasional pisshead and chip-hungry seagull is soothing on the ears, and the soft wake of a tugboat kisses the shoreline with an innocent whisper.
What was going on there?
Wow.
Charles,
you'd had a drink, Anna. You'd
had
a drink.
Had a wine, Anna.
That tugboat. Day whatever. Guildford, Tom.
Guildford, man.
I haven't wrote in here for a few days, so I'm going to continue short and snappy. Bournemouth gig was the best yet, surprisingly enough. I pretended it was Joe's birthday last night and had the whole room singing. I find it funny.
You've done that a few times, haven't you?
Yeah. Did it definitely? No, it was your birthday.
It was, it was there, yeah.
Might make it a regular thing. Don't know what I'll have for tea. Don't fancy noodles.
Oh, his Guildford boiler room did noodles, didn't
they? Oh, yeah, shit, yeah.
That was like their in-house catering.
Who's next?
Right, okay. Where am I? Who am I? I'm in a van. War of the Worlds is on. Yeah, we used to always listen to War of the Worlds. It's good, that. I'm trying really hard not to go over the lines when writing. Reminds me of Miss Duffy in Year 10 in English. She loved me. I did fuck all.
Remember Miss Duffy?
That was the marble teacher.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I gave her the marble story.
Full circle.
The past few days have been good. We had a day and a half off in Brighton. Got fish and chips and watched a few jazz bands. Nice. My handwriting is shit. And I've written shit, like drawn shit. Last night's Bournemouth gig went exceptionally well. I wore my marine jacket and made friends. And a demonic smiley face after that.
Oh, Pizza Express Bramall.
Hello, Chuck. I'm mortified to do this, but I'm in the loo. You won't believe it. I've run out of paper.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but tell you what, that's not all. I've been here a while. I've got some. I've got about six of me Doppio door balls left. If you wouldn't mind chucking them under the door and all. And the pesto.
Your Doppio door balls?
Yes. Quite peckish, you see. Warmer? Warmer? Is that you?
You've been listening to a Blossoms podcast. Hello, hello. Who put garlic on my bread? Well, if I found some money, I'd go to the store and buy me a fresh set of brogues.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.